Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
I have a new claimant on the line, Tawhida Musaddiq.
Tawhida Musaddiq.
Musaddiq, thank you.
Perfect.
You're welcome.
You. Okay, thanks.
Of course. Hi, Tawhida.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Jaden. I just want to let you know this is on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit? Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah. Can you repeat that? I didn't hear you the first time. I apologize.
So, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And did you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No.
Perfect. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Perfect. And we'll be filing this claim for yourself, correct?
Correct.
And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And were you diagnosed with, or what were you diagnosed with after using or taking Depo Provera?
Meningioma.
Meningioma?
Yes, meningioma. Yes.
Meningioma. And so you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year, correct?
Correct.
And was it meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
The brain.
Brain. And what was the date of your diagnosis, if I may ask?
What was the date? July the 7th, 2008.
July
7th. 2008.
And then I have 07-07-2008.
Yes.
Perfect. And then what was the method of your diagnosis? Was it CT scan, MRI scan, both?
MRI scan. MRI scan, biopsy, and blood test.
And then you had so I'm so sorry. One more time, what was it?
MRI scan, blood test, and biopsy.
Got you. And was there any CT scans?
No.
Okay. No worries. And then what was your date of birth, ma'am?
5/11/79.
05/11/1979. And do you know if anyone else in your family was ever injured or was using Depo Provera that had a similar side effect?
No.
Okay, no worries. And that's great to hear. Again, I'm very, very sorry about your experience and thank you for speaking with me about this. Did you consume or
thank
use?
You.
Of course. Did you consume or use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes.
And which injectable did you use? Was it Depo Provera, Depo Sub-Q Provera, generic Metro?
Depo Provera.
Okay. And there was no other brand, correct?
No.
And did you or a loved one use a name brand Depo Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year?
Yeah, minimum of 1 year. Yes, a minimum of 1 year.
And so
more
you
than 1 year, but yeah, say that again.
So did you or a loved one use the name brand Depo Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year?
I don't understand the question.
It's basically just asking if you used Depo Provera before switching over to a different birth control for at least 1 year. So you
yes.
used Depo for 1 year
yes.
before switching to, or at least 1 year before switching to a different type of birth control?
I didn't switch. I've been using Depo
okay.
Provera.
Yeah, if you switch, it's okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I didn't switch.
And did you use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
And within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
And did you use Depo-Provera between January 1st, 1992 through to the present date?
Yes.
And to the best of your knowledge, when did you start using it and when did you stop using it?
I started around March 2002 and I stopped around June 2008.
So about 5 years, or wait, 6 years.
6 years. Yes.
Sorry about that. So
That's
March
okay.
2002 to June of 2008.
Yes.
And you were diagnosed with a meningioma.
Yes.
I'm very, very sorry about that. And then
Thank you.
can I have the spelling on your first name, the middle initial, and then the spelling on your last name, please?
TAUHEE, D as in David, AH, M as in Mary, last name MUSADD as in David, IQ.
And that was Tadia M.
Tawhida
Oh, Tahita, I'm sorry.
is called Tawhida. M as in Mary Musadik.
Masonic. And then I'm going to spell it back to you. So TAUHEEDAH
Yes.
MUSADDIQ.
Yes.
Awesome. And then this next part is for identification and HIPAA purposes. Can I have your full social, please?
A full social for what?
So this is for HIPAA and identification purposes. When the attorneys go to pull any medical records that relate to this case, they'll probably have to provide this or some sort of identification for you. Again, this is on a recorded line
Okay.
for the attorney.
Okay. 475. 94.
94.
2265.
265. And then I'm just going to read this back. 475-942265.
Yes.
Perfect. And again, this is on a recorded line, so the attorneys that we work with are responsible if anything were to happen, or if you were to feel uncomfortable with giving that or anything like that. This is on a recorded and secured line. The primary email I have is tadiamusadik7@gmail.com. Okay, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry.
Tawhida.
I don't know why I keep
It's
saying
like
the.
taught someone something and then Hida. Tawhida.
I know. I'm so sorry about that. I don't know why I keep seeing the D and the H mixed up. So Tahita Musadik 7@gmail.com.
Yes.
And then the phone number I have is 404-974-5342.
Yes.
And then what was the primary phone number, or was the primary, was it a mobile, home phone, or both?
Mobile.
And then can I have your full home address, please?
2000 Boulder Crest Road, apartment B as in boy, 30, Atlanta, Georgia, 30316.
And I'm so sorry. How do you spell Bodacrest?
BOULDERCREST.
And then I'm going to read this back. So I have 200 Boulder Crest Road.
2000,
Oh,
2000.
2000. I'm sorry. 2000 Boulder Crest Road. Atlanta, DeKalb County, Georgia, 30316.
Yeah, Atlanta, Georgia, 3. Yes, in the southeast. Southeast, yes.
Perfect. I'm just going to read this back. So 2000 Boulder Crest Road, Atlanta, Georgia, 30316.
Yes.
Perfect. And then do you know the name of the doctor that diagnosed you, or the name of the hospital that diagnosed you?
Emory University Hospital.
Was that on Clifton Road?
Yes.
And I have 1364 Clifton Road, Northeast Atlanta, Georgia, 30322, or 30322.
30322, yes.
Perfect. And then just 1 second. And then the phone number I found online is 404-712-2000.
I guess that's it. Yeah. I have to try to research it.
Do you know?
I don't know the number. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. So I was just going to say, do you
know
the
number by heart? I'm sorry.
And that's okay. So I found this one online. Hopefully it's accurate. If you have any numbers in the future, just provide it to the attorney group. Do you know the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Yeah, Dr. Daniel Beryl. I believe that's it.
Farrell?
Yeah, Beryl. Uh-huh. Beryl. I might be mispronouncing it. It's B-A-R-R-O-W. I believe that's it.
Barrow. Gotcha.
Barrow. Yeah, I'm mispronouncing it.
Dr. Daniel
yeah.
L. Barrow?
Dr. Daniel Barrow, a neurosurgeon. I don't know what his middle name is. It's just hell or not.
Neurosurgery. Okay, perfect. And did you have any prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
And then do you know the name of the doctor that treated you?
That treated me for what?
The treatment for the meningioma?
Yeah, Dr. Daniel Beryl. Same doctor.
Same doctor that diagnosed you?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And out of the same hospital, correct?
Yes.
And then did you have a prescribing doctor, or was there like any, like a prescription or a pharmacy you were told to go to?
No.
Were there any like prescriptions or medication given after or for the treatment?
No.
Okay.
I just got the treatment.
And there was no pharmaceutical or pharmacy?
No.
Okay, just one second. And was there any other doctors we could put down other than Dr. Daniel L. Barrow?
Yes, it's a doctor, Dr. Travis. I don't know how to say his name. I'm gonna spell the last name. B L A L O C K, in colleges.
And so what was this treating or
who
was this?
I'm sorry, he gave me therapy, radiation therapy.
So this is for treatment?
Yes.
Okay. So Daniel L. Barrow diagnosed you and then Travis W. Blalock treated you?
Yes. And it was another doctor involved, but I don't know if you need that information. You probably do, but this doctor is the one who did the injection, so I don't know if you need a doctor's info. Because you said give all the doctors that were,
this was the doctor that gave you the depot?
The injection, yeah.
Okay. What was his name? Was it out of the same hospital?
Yes.
Okay. What was his name?
Well, her name is Dr. Jessica Haroach. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly.
How did you spell it?
H as in Henry, A R R O C H E. Excuse me. You have it?
I do. Do you have her phone number? Or it's the same address, correct?
Yeah.
For the Emory University Hospital?
Yeah, Emory University Hospital, gynecologist.
Okay. Just one second. So I have Dr. Jessica Haroach, 1364 Clifton Road, Northeast Atlanta, Georgia, 30322. Phone number is 404-712-2000.
Okay.
And then Dr. Daniel L. Barrow, out of
yeah.
same address, 1364 Clifton Road, Northeast Atlanta, Georgia, 30322.
Yes.
And then treating doctor is Dr. Travis W. Blalock, 1364 Clifton Road, same address?
Yes.
Perfect. And then are there any other medical notes we can put down as of right now?
No.
And do you have a copy of your medical records for yourself?
Yes.
Perfect. And can you provide those medical records by mail or electronically or both?
Probably electronically. Hopefully electronically. I don't know which one. I got to contact the hospital for the documents, but I don't know which one it is in. If I send electronically, it's faster. So hopefully electronic.
Okay, got you. And then we do request.
I want to say this. I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off, but I have suffered with complications in infertility.
Oh.
When you asked me that, it just slipped my mind.
I'm very, very sorry about that. Was it so fertility issues?
Yes.
Okay. Put that in the medical notes. I just have to, for this last part, we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate
okay.
happens to you. This ensures that we can continue your case for your loved ones. The emergency contact, do they live with you or not live with you?
They don't live with me.
And then can I just have their first name, phone number, and relationship to you?
Okay, first name is D as in David, A-A-R-I-N-A. It's my sister. Telephone number, 864-525-8920.
And then
same last name.
Oh, same last name. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And then can I just have her email address?
I don't know her email address right offhand. I have to get that back to you.
I'll put yours down for now, just in the future. If someone or if the attorneys reach out to you and they request that, just let them know. Or if you have it later on.
Okay. Okay.
Do you have her home address by chance?
11th Street, Greenville, South Carolina. 29611.
2211 Street. Or what was the street?
22nd Street.
22nd.
Not 22nd Street. No, don't put street behind the 22. Just leave it 22 and then 11th Street. Greenville, South Carolina.
Got you. 2211th Street, Greenville, South Carolina, 29611.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. And that's the home address for Darina at 864-525-8920. That's your sister?
Yes.
And then the home address I have for you is 2000 Boulder Crest Road, Atlanta, Georgia, DeKalb County, 30316.
Yes.
And then,
yes.
Perfect. And then date of birth I have is 05-11-1979.
Yes.
May 11th.
Yeah, May 11th, 1979.
Okay, perfect. And then the full social I have is 475-942265.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to send these documents over right now. They should come through to either text message or email. Just let me know as soon as you do get them, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, awesome.
Is it from, who is it coming from? Yeah, Jaden.
Jaden. Yeah, perfect. Awesome. Yeah Jaden at Master of Strategies.
Okay.
That's me. Just let me know as soon as you have access to the documents. When you do click on the link itself, it's going to take you to a page that's going to ask you to review and act on these documents. Just click continue through.
Okay. Yeah.
And then just, you know, when you're on the actual document themselves, it's going to say Depo Prefera Litigation.
Yeah, I'm on it.
Okay, perfect. There's going to be a, so this is our retainer itself. There's going to be a yellow start button on the top, right or left. Just click on that, and it's going to have you adopt a few signatures throughout this, the couple pages. As you're going through, just make sure everything on there is accurate and is correct and accurate to you. So like spelling on names, date of birth, social addresses, anything on there.
Okay.
Any personal information on there. If it's incorrect, just let me know and I can resend the documents.
Okay. You checking everything? Okay, everything looks good. For the most part. Yeah, everything looks good for the most part.
Okay, perfect.
Do you want me to?
Oh, yeah, as long as everything is accurate to you, you can finish up.
Okay.
Going to
okay, just bear with me.
No worries, take your time. If you if you have any questions, just let me know.
Okay, finish.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. Everything was able to go through. I'm just going to make sure everything's correct on here. I'm going to read this back to you, or all the information back to you, just to make sure it's accurate. I have Tahita M. Musadi, TAUHEEDAHMMUSADDIQ.
Yes, that's correct.
And then address is 2000 Boulder Crest Road, Atlanta, Georgia, 30316.
Yes, that's correct.
Perfect. Date of birth is 05/11/1979. And full social I have is 475-942265.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All information should be good to go. I'm going to send you a text from my personal number. It's going to have my name and my office hours. So if you have any questions between now and when the attorneys reach out to you, you can reach out to me directly. Other than that, they should be getting a hold of you within about 24 to 48 hours. So just be on the lookout for that phone call. Other than that, you should be good to go. Thank you for speaking with me about this. I know I don't want to bring up any old trauma or anything like that, but thank you for taking the time to speak with us about this.
All right. Thank you.
Of course. Yeah. If anything comes up, just let us know. Thank you.
Okay. All right.